It's your boy. It is 5:46 a.m. and I am in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And wow, man! Like the place where I'm staying, it's like the energy is so high. I can feel it. It's amazing. I can also feel outside of where I'm staying that there is a lot of negative energy, and I think I'm here to help clean some of this energy up and bring love and joy up here. And that's what I come to do. My friend is amazing. You know, we had our little falling out, but that was the lower entities trying to pull us away from each other. Even when I was driving up here, I was having all kinds of things saying that your car is going to cut off. It's not going to make it. Turn around right now. It's going to blow up. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to enjoy yourself. Like, all kinds of things is trying to come. And I don't have tormenting thoughts. So I know it was these young entities trying to deter me from coming up here and enjoying myself. I really, really, really am glad that I came up here. I'm so comfortable, I'm so at peace. Too high vibrational people. We're gonna have some breakthroughs up here. We're gonna do some healing up here. There's gonna be some healing done up here. I'm powerful. I'm at a place where I can help heal as well. I learned a lot from China. She taught me a lot. And I still have more that I gotta go. I want my friend to be healed. I want her to experience life the way I experience it. As far as freedom. And not dealing with your traumas. Like I say on this podcast, you're going to get the real. I yawned. I feel so at peace up here. And like, I have to be honest, like, I'm always at peace everywhere I go, but the energy where I reside, where my kids live, like, it's hard to transmute that energy there because so many people there are unhealed and on a low vibrational frequency. That, like, the plants don't even grow. Like, it is so negative and low vibrational energy there that the plants will not even grow. People are hurting in the house. There's a lot of ego in the house. And everybody talk about just a lot of negative things and the plants. Like, you plant a seed and it don't grow. That energy around you is negative. It really is. When I go back, I'm going to try my best to try to transmute it. I'll be honest, I don't even want to go back. It's like, it's just a totally different atmosphere I'm here with my friend and her son, and my baby, that's my family too. And it just fits so perfect. I'm not nervous. Everything is just so perfect. Like, Man, I can't wait till we start traveling together. Like, I don't want no labels, so I don't want to say she's my girlfriend or anything like that. But I do want her a part of my life. And whatever happens, it happens. I just want things to flow in divine timing. You know, a lot of times people want to have that attachment, like, oh, this is my girlfriend. You don't even need labels, just have a good time. You know, when you're dealing with somebody on a high vibrational level, you know, like, you don't want nobody else like that in your space the same way that person is. And you don't have to have labels to do that. I feel like that's going to eventually happen to us, but I'm just chilling. I'm enjoying the moment. And I really didn't have no expectations of coming up here. At first, I started to, but then I let it go. I just said, I'm going to come up here. We're going to have fun. We laughed and joked, and my son just loved my energy, and that makes me feel so good. And then I got a beautiful video from my sis, Shauna. Like, life is so beautiful. Like, I'm so happy right now. For whoever's listening to this, whoever's out there replaying this, man, heal, man. Do what you want to do. Heal. Follow your universal purposes. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing. Let go of all the things that's hurting you. Let go of all the things that hurting your temple. Mother Nature and the body is no longer going to protect you if you don't protect it. Putting poisons in your body. That's my friend, she's working on that, and I believe she's going to get it. So that's her next step, is breaking free from that. And she'll get it. Because like my sister Shauna said, what is the difference if you're drinking for relaxation and to feel happy? Are you drinking because you're down? There's no difference. You're still drinking. So, I'm not judging my sis. That's my baby. But she know. It's just, I'm so comfortable here. Like, I feel like this is home. Love, wherever love is at, that's where home is at. And I feel so much love here, more than I do for my own kids and all the people down there. And it's not, and hasn't done anything for me extra. It's just the energy. Dancing, having fun, like just living life. That's the way you're supposed to live life. Never grow up. That shit is fake. Grow up at cage. All I hear is negative stuff down there where I live. And I felt bad because before I left, I yelled at my daughter. And all loud. And I don't do that no more. But they just keep lying. And I'm just like, you know, you still got some things that you don't fully tell the truth on. And you got to start letting those little things go. You got to tell people how you feel and don't lie to cover up, to make them feel good. That's still not good. But, man, I'm here. I made it. I made it safe. It was an easy drive. It wasn't too bad. Once you got past the 70 miles, it was smooth sailing. It was something else that I want to say, but maybe it's not time for me to say it. So when I remember when it's time, I'll say, but my sister Shauna coming up here in September, I'm excited. I'm so excited. Like, she's just an example. Like the video she sent me made me cry today. Because it's like, I'm not that person I used to be, for me. It's making me emotional now. I'm not. And I'm tired of telling the same story. I'm gonna tell my story and I wanna get past it. I told my story. And I'm gonna tell it one more time up here, and that's it. And me and my sister's gonna have a healing session today. We ain't gonna use no crystals, we ain't gonna do no Reiki healing, none of that shit. We're gonna forgive. We're gonna remember, and we're gonna break free. That's what it's all about. I'm coming up here and helping her get her freedom, her son's freedom. I'm telling you, man, what a time to be alive. Everything's changing. And I'm excited. I'm not attached to anything no more. Me coming up here just broke me from the attachment that I had on my sons, officially. And I love my sons, but I gotta move forward within me. You know, it's no matter, I'm being an example, but they at the point where they know. My son knows he can't talk, but he knows he's manipulative. And I love them. And people gonna listen to this. If you're on a low frequency, you're gonna think I'm talking about them, but I'm not. I genuinely love them. But you have to be honest. The truth don't feel good, but it's necessary for growth. But let me get off of here. I'm so happy. We got a long day ahead of us. We gotta get some work done today. And I'm on a mission, so we on it. I can't really sleep. My energy is up right now. Oh man, I'm telling you, life is good. I love you. This is Mike Love, and I am signing out. I hope everyone has a high vibration today. Heal, forgive yourself, remember. Let go, move past, and grow. Peace.